Some key details are beginning to come into focus as Vermont lawmakers contemplate the future of the state's education system. But a very preliminary proposal from House leadership is already running into resistance from both Democrats and Republicans. In this week's edition of the Capitol Recap, Vermont Public Statehouse reporters Lola DeFore and Peter Hirschfeld break down the latest on education reform talks in Montpelier.
We've talked about how lawmakers have only gotten as far as they have on education reform by basically just punting on all of the actually hard questions that they have to answer. But last week, House Education Chairman Peter Conlin put forward a school district map that actually answers some of these questions.
Peter Conlin has emphasized that this is less a formal proposal than it is a starting point. But this plan does represent some of the policy values that are going to be a part of whatever package House leadership might allow to emerge from that body. And I think it tells us a lot about where some of the key players are at on two of the biggest sticking points in this conversation, which are, as ever, forced school district consolidation and school choice.
And to be clear, this plan, we are talking about mandatory consolidation, yes?
Yep. It's a plan that embraces one of the grounding principles in Act 73, which is that Vermont needs to achieve economies of scale in its education system, and that the system can only achieve that scale if it forces the 119 school districts we currently have in Vermont into much larger governance units.
And what kind of scale are we talking here?
So Act 73 calls for districts of between 4,000 and 8,000 students. This plan is more modest. It would result in 27 or so districts, most with somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 students. Lawmakers say that's in line with data and research that shows districts of that size deliver maximum operational efficiencies. And critically, Lola, this plan being bandied about in House Education, it would allow only for school districts, and it would do away with the supervisory union structure that's currently in place in a lot of Vermont.
Just a review for folks out there. Supervisory unions are kind of like school districts within school districts, and they allow, yes, for more local control, but also, crucially, in a lot of communities, what they enable is school choice. So it sounds like to me you're saying this plan would heavily curtail, if not get rid of, school choice.
Peter Conlin readily admits that this proposal would end school choice as Vermont knows it. There are about 90 communities in Vermont where parents can send their students to a lot of different schools, including schools that are not public. This plan ends that, and it reopens one of the thorniest aspects of this education reform debate. Many lawmakers say school choice threatens to depopulate public schools, strip them of the financial resources that follow students, and they see Act 73 as a way to end that practice. Conlin's plan furthers this goal in two ways. It potentially eliminates independent schools as even being an option in some districts, and it would also force independent schools to achieve what's known as designation in order to be eligible for tax dollars. Designation comes with requirements and obligations that independent schools have not historically had to contend with. And I've talked with people in the independent school universe who say Conlin's plan would effectively cut them out of the system and potentially force them to shut down altogether. There are a lot of lawmakers who support school choice, and they're making it very clear that the approach in Conlin's plan would be a poison pill for them in any education reform package.
How is this landing with the rest of the House Education Committee? And, you know, what does that tell you about how this is going to land within the wider General Assembly?
Look, there are answers to the question of how to optimize school governance. There are answers to the question of what to do about choice. But none of the answers offered so far have generated the critical mass of support needed to get this thing over the finish line. And a lot of lawmakers are beginning to question whether they're going to be able to find one that does.